This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon held a telephonic conversation and made the announcement regarding the FTA today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the agreement between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years. Mr. Modi said India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion by New Zealand over the next 15 years across diverse sectors. Prime Minister Luxon, in a social media post, called it a landmark trade deal, reducing the tariff on 95% of New Zealand's direct exports to India. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted that the agreement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
It's our third FTA with a Five Eyes nation, Australia, UK, and now New Zealand. We are soon going to launch discussions for the terms of reference with Canada also. And we are already at an advanced stage in our discussions with the USA. This reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
The FTA will also open skilled employment pathways through a new temporary employment entry visa for Indian professionals in skilled occupations, with a quota of 5,000 visas and a stay of up to 3 years. The deal will ensure zero duty on 100% of India's exports. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav today emphasized that the Supreme Court's ruling in Aravali Range matter recognizes and endorses the government's sustained efforts to protect the range through Aravali Green Wall Project. The minister stated this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi today. Bhupendra Yadav said no new mining leases will be issued until a detailed management plan for sustainable mining is prepared by the Indian Council of Forestry Research and Education. The government has prevented 660 crore cyber fraud losses in just 6 months with the help of the Financial Fraud Risk Indicator, FRI. The Ministry of Communication informed that more than 1,000 banks, third-party application providers and payment system operators have onboarded the digital intelligence platform and started adopting FRI actively. FRI is driven by the active support of the Reserve Bank of India and the National Payments Corporation of India. A Delhi court today reserved its order in a case related to the 1984 anti-Sikh riots in which former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar is an accused. Special Judge Digvinay Singh reserved the order for 22nd of next month after the final arguments concluded in the case. Sajjan Kumar was produced before the case, court amid heavy security. A Goa court today extended by 5 days the police custody of owners Saurabh and Gaurav Luthra of the Birch by Romeo Lane nightclub, where a devastating fire on the 6th of this month resulted in 25 deaths. The siblings had fled to Thailand after the incident and were deported to India on the 17th of December. The Anjuna police has registered a case against them for culpable homicide not amounting to murder and other offences. The Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi has temporarily suspended all consular services, including the issuance of visas, citing unavoidable circumstances. According to officials at Bangladesh's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the suspension will remain in effect until further notice. The India Meteorological Department has said dense fog conditions are expected in most parts of northern and northeast India till tomorrow. Navy's Kiran Ankush Jadhav clinched the gold medal in the final of 10-meter air rifle men event at the 68th National Shooting Championship in Bhopal today. Olympian Arjun Babuta secured a silver medal while Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar won the bronze. In the 10-meter air rifle men junior final, Gujarat's Mohammad Murtaza Vania won the gold medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.